Chapter 3. "What do you think you're doing out here?" Amber Moon called from the front of the greenhouse. Scootaloo looked at the fallen plant. Great! Another reason for Amber Moon to get snotty with her. She quickly set the pot upright and scooped a few hooffuls of dirt back into it before grabbing the feathery plant and jamming it into the pot. Just then, Amber Moon trotted around a large purple cactus and spotted her. She glared at Scootaloo. So Scootaloo glared back. "What are you up to?" Amber Moon asked suspiciously. "And why did you run out of the house when I tried to talk to you?" "You mean when you tried to scare me?" Scootaloo responded angrily. Amber Moon rolled her eyes. "I just wanted to know why you were sneaking around my house in the middle of the night," Amber Moon shot back. "I wasn't sneaking. I was going to get a snack," Scootaloo explained. "So you steal our food, snoop around our house, and don't actually sleep. Is that how a sleepover works?" Amber Moon glanced at the greenery next to her. "Should I make sure you didn't take any plants while you were at it?"
"With an attitude like that, it's no wonder you don't know what happens at a sleepover. Who would want to hang out with you?"
Scootaloo trotted past Amber Moon.
"Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to the kitchen."
"Me too, to make sure you don't go poking around anywhere else you're not invited."
"Whatever,"
Scootaloo huffed. They both walked back into the house. Scootaloo studied Amber Moon out of the corner of her eye as they went. It wasn't just that Scootaloo didn't really like her. She also didn't trust her. The Crusaders were pretty sure that Amber Moon was responsible for their recent Timberwolf trouble. At the schoolhouse, Twist had taken a candy cane from Lily Moon's lunch bag. When she ate it, the candy cane transformed Twist into a werepony. The Crusaders and Lily Moon had to get a spell from Zecora to cure her. Later, they found out that the candy cane had come from Amber Moon's room. Scootaloo could think of a few reasons some pony might have a candy cane that could turn another pony into a monster, and none of them were good. But the Crusaders wanted to wait for more proof before they told Lily Moon their suspicions. Until then, they had agreed to keep an eye out for anything else that seemed odd, like Amber Moon sneaking around in the middle of the night.
"So," Scootaloo said casually as they entered the kitchen, "why are you awake?"
Amber Moon studied the kitchen counter as she answered, "My room is right next to Lily Moon's. You four were keeping me up with all your carrying on."
"Oh,"
Scootaloo said. They probably had been pretty loud.
"How much did you hear?"
Without looking up, Amber Moon arched an eyebrow.
"Enough to know that this snack break is just an excuse to get away from your friends for a while."
Great! So she knew Scootaloo was mad at Apple Bloom. Amber Moon was the last pony Scootaloo wanted in her business.
"It's no big deal," Scootaloo said quickly.
"Of course not," Amber Moon sounded annoyed. "You felt left out for the first time in your life. Did you expect me to give you a pep talk?"
"So you came out here to rub it in?" Scootaloo demanded.
"No." Amber Moon was quiet for a minute, weighing her options. Then she finally said,
"I was just making sure you were okay."
Scootaloo was speechless. Why would Amber Moon, who had never been anything but mean to her, care if she was okay?
"Where is it?"
a strange voice whispered.
"What was that?"
Scootaloo said, looking around the room.
"I said I wanted to make sure you were okay," Amber Moon repeated. "Not that! The other thing!"
Scootaloo ran past Amber Moon and looked down the dark hallway.
"What other thing?"
Amber Moon looked around, confused.
Where is it?
The voice was raspy, and it was getting louder.
That!
Scootaloo rushed out of the kitchen toward the foyer, following the noise. It sounded like something she had heard once before in a dream, but it couldn't be.
Hey, wait up!
Amber Moon called after her. Scootaloo rushed into the foyer and gasped. There, at the top of the stairs, slowly walking toward her, was the Olden Pony from her ghost story. But this was no ghost story. This was a very real pony. And she walked slowly down the very real stairs, muttering to herself in a terrifying low growl. The Olden Pony looked just like Scootaloo remembered from her nightmares. She was ancient, with knobbly knees and flea-bitten flanks. She wore a tattered shawl that was hundreds of moons old. Wisps of white mane stuck out from her bun. Two long hairs grew out of a mole on her wrinkled chin. One red eye squinted shut while the other glowed bright blue, and it was glaring straight at Scootaloo. She couldn't believe it. The Olden Pony was real.
Where is my rusty horseshoe?
The Olden Pony moaned. Scootaloo panicked. She desperately dashed for the front door, shoving past Amber Moon, who had just entered the foyer.
Scootaloo, why are you acting so weird?
Scootaloo heard Amber Moon call after her, but she couldn't stop. Her hooves wouldn't let her. She just had to get away from the Olden Pony. She had to get home.